भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम थर्ड कैंटो चैप्टर 3 प्रेगनेंसी ऑफ दीति इन द इवनिंग टेक्स्ट 17 एषा तेहं विधास्यामि प्रियं भीरु यदिच्छसि तस्या कामं न कः कुर्यात् सिद्धिः स्वैवार्गिकी यतः एष तेऽहं विधास्यामि प्रियं भीरु यदिच्छसि तस्या कामं न काकुर्यात् सिद्धिस्त्रैवार्गिकी यतः एष तेऽहं विधास्यामि प्रियं भीरु यदिच्छसि तस्या कामं न कः कुर्यात् सिद्धिस्त्रैवार्गिकी यतः एष तेऽहं विधास्यामि प्रियं भीरु यदिच्छसि तस्या कामं न कः कुर्यात् सिद्धिस्त्रैवार्गिकी यतः एषः दिस् ते योर रिक्वेस्ट अहम आई विधास्यामि शैल एग्जीक्यूट प्रियम वेरी डियर भीरु ओ एफ्लिक्टेड वन यत व्हाट इच्छसि यू आर डिजायरिंग तस्याः हर कामं डिजायर्स न नॉट कह हु कुर्यात् वुड परफॉर्म सिद्धि परफेक्शन ऑफ लिबरेशन त्रैवर्गिकी थ्री यतः फ्रॉम होम Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. O afflicted one, I shall forthwith gratify whatever desire is dear to you. For who else but you is the source of the three perfections of liberation? Please repeat after me. O afflicted one,
I shall forthwith
gratify whatever desire is dear to you. For who else but you is the source of the three perfections of liberation. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The three perfections of liberation are religiosity, economic development and sense gratification. For a conditioned soul, the wife is considered to be the source of liberation because she offers her service to the husband for his ultimate liberation. Conditional material existence is based on sense gratification. And if someone has the good fortune to get a good wife, he is helped by the wife in all respects. If one is disturbed in his conditional life, he becomes more and more entangled in material contamination. A faithful wife is supposed to cooperate with her husband in fulfilling all material desires so that he can then become comfortable and execute spiritual activities for the perfection of life. If, however, The husband is progressive in spiritual advancement. The wife undoubtedly shares in his activities. And thus both the wife and the husband profit in spiritual perfection. It is essential, therefore, that girls as well as boys be trained to discharge spiritual duties, so that at the time of cooperation, both will be benefited. The training of the boy is brahmacharya, and the training of a girl is chastity. A faithful wife and spiritually trained brahmachari are a good combination for advancement of the human mission. Esha teham vidhasyami priyam bhiru jatichhasi tasya kamam nakah kurjat siddhi straivar giti jataha. So, O afflicted one, I shall forthwith gratify whatever desire is dear to you. For who else but you is the source of the three perfections of liberation? Actually, Vedic culture is very, very scientific. Actually, whatever situation one is in this material nature, the Vedas are giving them the direction to make a perfect arrangement of that situation and make spiritual advancement. And generally, the progress, living entities gradually evolve from lower grade of consciousness to higher grade of consciousness. Trees, plants, insects, reptiles, birds, animals. In this way, they gradually evolve. And then finally, they come to the human platform. The other development, evolution, takes place by the arrangement of nature. Nature guides the living entities. But when one comes to the human platform, then he gets an opportunity to advance himself and make ultimate perfection of his existence, which is called siddhi or liberation from material bondage. And in human society also, human beings also, they are in ignorance, in passion, and in goodness. So generally those who are in ignorance, they were trained according to the Vedic performance. If one follows the Vedic rituals or Vedic directions, then from the mode of ignorance, he'll come to the mode of passion gradually. From the mode of passion, he'll come into the mode of goodness. Like there are activities, the Vedic literatures have been divided into three categories: tamasic, rajasic, and sattvic. There are tamasic puranas, there are rajasic puranas, there are sattvic puranas. There are tantras. Tantras are actually activities, the application of the Vedic activities, and there also are in there. There is tamasic tantra, there is rajasic tantra, and there is sattvata tantra. So in this way, the Vedas are gradually enabling one. If one follows the Vedic injunctions, then gradually he will become elevated in this way. From a Sudra platform, he'll come to the Vaishya platform. From Vaishya platform, he will be elevated to the Kshatriya platform. From Kshatriya platform, he may be elevated to the Brahmana platform. It was a gradual. Somebody could also from Sudra platform come to the Brahmanical platform if he developed the qualities of the Brahman. Now this process generally used to take many, many births. Like in one birth he is a Sudra. Next birth he becomes a Vaishya. Then the birth after that he becomes a Kshatriya. Then the birth after that, if he follows properly, he'll become a Brahmin and so forth. And the Brahminical platform was the highest material. And in the Brahminical platform also he will execute the Varnashram, four ashram. First is the Brahmachari, then he will be a Grihastha, then he will become a Vanaprastha, then he will become a Sannyasa. And when one in this way used to come to the Sannyas platform, he used to be able to renounce everything. And that renunciation is synonymous to liberation. If I am not attached to anything in this material nature, then I am not entangled in the material nature. So that was a general development in other ages. It was a gradual process. It used to take life after life. But individuals didn't mind. They used to go along with the system. And generally, in a higher class, the life used to begin with Brahmachari life. At the age of 6 or 8, and generally at the age of 6 actually, the child would go to Guru's ashram. And then he would get trained up by the spiritual master. Cultivating spiritual knowledge, and the essential factor for acquiring spiritual knowledge is Brahmacharya. That means one must become fixed up on the spiritual subject matter. One should not indulge in mundane activities. Like we see that, like when one is a student, he is not expected to have frivolous activities. Student means serious. Student life is a serious business. Then after one completed his student life, then he had the option either to continue as a Brahmachari or enter into household life. Now when one entered into household life, then he would follow the Vedic rituals, Vedic tenets, Vedic teachings very, very carefully. Like he would get married, and along with the wife he would perform his religious activities, dharma. Whatever a man would do, he would do it along with his wife in the household. Like for example, the king would rule the kingdom, the queen will sit next to him. A person will perform yajna, the wife will also be involved in the yajna, sit next to him. When they would perform in this way, main thing is that the wife would always follow the husband. Like we have seen, there are so many such examples. Kardama Muni was a mendicant, was an ascetic, living in a forest, performing austerities, severe austerity, no eating, no sleeping, no bathing, just sitting there in heat and sun, just sitting there, performing austerities. That is, austerity means, this aspect of austerity means denying the demands of the body, the needs of the body. When it is cold, the body is affected by the cold. And an ascetic, he will deny that. In this way, he will transcend his bodily platform. In the heat of summer, he would sit in the middle of fire. He would lie in a bed of nails. No sleep. That means no sleep. You lie on a bed of nails, will you be able to sleep? like the nails are pricking you. You can try it out. Take one nail and one or one pin, stick it in your bed and lie down. See how it will feel. But they used to voluntarily accept this in order to deny the body's demands. In this way, they would actually transcend the bodily platform and come to the spiritual platform. They would deny the body and come to the platform of spirit. Now those individuals are very powerful individuals, therefore they could do that. But in the age of Kali, people have become so weak. They can't do that. In other ages they could do that. And the wife would always follow that. Whatever the husband did, wife would follow. And that's what Prabhupada is saying here, that in the Vedic culture, the boys are trained as brahmachari, and the girls are trained to be chaste. Chaste means whatever the husband does, the wife would follow. Now here is one thing also, the husbands are also exemplary. Like sometimes some husbands may demand, okay, you have to follow me, you are my wife, you have to follow the Vedic culture. But the thing is that in the Vedic culture, you also have to become exemplary. If the husband is a rascal, he is acting in an inappropriate way, he can't expect his wife to follow him. An intelligent woman will not accept that. So that is the thing. The husbands are exemplary, wives are chaste. Husband's life begins with brahmachari life, and the wives are trained to be chaste. Husbands are trained to be celibate, wives are trained to be chaste. And we see such wonderful examples. Kardama Muni is an ascetic in the middle of a forest, and Devahuti, Manu's daughter. Who is Manu actually? Manu is the ruler of the entire planet. He is the king of the entire planet. Not just an ordinary princess. The daughter of the ruler of the entire earth planet. And these personalities were not ordinary personalities, ordinary king. They had mystic power. They had such mystic power. They were living in such opulence. And Manu was instructed by Brahma, get your daughter married to Kardama. Manu did not hesitate. So he didn't think, how can I get my daughter married to this no good, penniless person in the forest? How will my daughter live? No, she has been trained from a childhood. Whoever you are married to, just follow him. Whoever he is. Whoever he is, not in the sense, he is a debauchee, he is a drunkard, he is a degraded person. No. He is an exalted person. And she would follow the husband, and the understanding is that by following the husband, the wife will achieve her spiritual perfection. Wife will not perform spiritual activities generally. And she would just follow the husband and she'll get the benefit. Just by following the husband, she'll get the spiritual benefit. The husband will achieve spiritual perfection, and by following him, she will achieve spiritual perfection. It's an easy way out. Let the husband acquire a lot of spiritual wealth, and the wife will share that. That's what happens. Husband becomes a millionaire, the wife also becomes a millionaire. So that is the Vedic culture. Everybody must be exemplary. This is not blind persuasion of this process. So that is what has been established here. That, like as I was saying, Devahuti got married to Kardama Muni. And Kardama Muni was living in a forest. All of a sudden, from the royal palace She is in the middle of the forest. No servant, no maidservant, no friends, no associate, nobody around. Her husband is the only person. And what's her husband? He is also not there. Husband also is not there. He is somewhere else. He is meditating on the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of God. She is practically all by herself. Husband is not conscious. Husband's consciousness is not here. Husband doesn't even open his eyes to see whether she is there or not. But she faithfully is taking care of the husband. And as a result of that, she was emaciated. Her hair, beautiful, long, curly hair, became matted. Her beautiful, satin smooth skin became wrinkled. Her body became emaciated. No food, nothing. She became just like a skeleton. She was not concerned about herself. She was just taking care of her husband. That is where her whole attention was. She didn't worry about whether food is there for her to eat or not. She was not bothered about her own welfare. So that is the meaning of chastity for a woman. She knows only her husband and nobody else. And that's why she would become a sati. Sati is actually a glorious process. Like a woman would voluntarily enter into the funeral pyre of the husband if the husband left early. Because she felt, what's the use of my living now? My husband has left, I'll also follow him. But it needs a lot of character. A person who is concerned about her own sense gratification will never be able to act like that. But of course, unfortunately, this sati process became a very cruel process in course of Kali's advancement. Like the woman who was a girl was forced to burn with her husband. They would tie her up, hands and feet, and throw her in the fire. She would be screaming. And in order to subdue her scream, they would play this drum, so that nobody, her scream becomes subdued. It's very cruel. It's a very, very cruel process. It was happening even in 100 years back. That process was there. It became so animalistic. So this is what is Kali. But we see, what was the actual sati process? When Pandu left his body, he had two wives, Kunti and Madri, and both wanted to go follow their husband. Then the condition was, one of us has to stay alive. Kunti said, I am older, therefore I should go. Madri said, no, because of me he died, therefore I will go. And another reason she gave is that you have, out of five children, you have three children, I have two. So you have to stay back to take care of the children. They were fighting who would enter into the fire. Why? Because of their love for their husband. They felt that to remain alive after the husband's death is going to be more painful. So that is Vedic culture. But now what is happening? The quality is not there. Men do not have the character, and women in the age of Kali are becoming so loose. And that's why it is important that the Vedic culture is re-established to create a civilized atmosphere all over. And that's why Krishna consciousness is so important. This is the only movement which is establishing Vedic culture all over the world. There may be other Hindu or Indian religious groups, but they are not doing anything. They are not doing anything to establish the Vedic culture. They themselves do not know what the Vedic culture is. So how will they establish Vedic culture? So Srila Prabhupada has done that. Very mercifully Srila Prabhupada established the Vedic culture. And at least we, the members of ISKCON, should follow, take advantage of this process. And at least benefit ourselves and create an atmosphere where some people are practicing this process. That's why I'm so emphatic. When they are brahmacharis, become proper brahmacharis. When you're householder, become proper householders. So these are the two major factors of our society. Later on, if you want to become a householder, no harm. Yes, many devotees will become householders. But first you become brahmachari. Train yourself up, build up your character. Learn how to withstand the onslaughts of the material nature. Sense gratification, everyone is running after. But you learn how to say no to sense gratification. That is what brahmachari life is. And I am very happy to see that so many devotees are actually practicing so sincerely. I must admit that I am very impressed with many of you brahmacharis here. And this is what gives me pleasure, gives me delight. I feel that yes, what I am trying to do as a teacher, as a spiritual master, it is happening. Disciples are responding. And I'm seeing, I'll just give a few examples. Like few days back, last time I was here, or maybe about a month, 2 months ago, when I got to know that some brahmacharis had bank accounts, I said brahmacharis shouldn't have bank accounts. Because then they will not depend upon Krishna. They'll depend upon their bank account. They'll think, oh, I have money. If I don't like my temple authorities, I'll go. But that's not a brahmachari life. Brahmachari life means surrender. And when I said that, the devotees who had some money in the bank account, in their accounts, they gave it, they surrendered. Jai Krishna was the first one. He had whatever money he had, he just surrendered. You surrender all or something is different? No, I mean, what I meant is, he had some account that was yet to mature. And that he said that he would pay off. I mean, when it matures, then he would give it. Then I heard Abhidham had some money. He surrendered. Then yesterday, Amarendra, he had some savings in Bangladesh when he was working. So that matured and he gave that money. And what I am doing in return, I told Ganga Narayan, keep the account, how much they have given. In future, if they need the money, they can take that money. If someday they get married, they will need money, pay it back with interest. And Sudipta will take care of the interest. So, this is how, and what will be the benefit? The benefit is that by doing that, we'll become happy. You'll make spiritual advancement, and that advancement will be manifest in the form of inner happiness. And then I am not against devotees becoming householders. I'm not saying that only brahmacharis. No, our business is to establish varnashram. So there will be brahmacharis, there will be grihasthas also. There will be vanaprasthas also, there will be sannyasis also. But my point is, if you want to get married, you have to take care of your wife. Be prepared for that. Take care of your wife means you have to earn enough money to maintain your family. We'll try to help you also so that you can earn the money. I do not want that devotees should suffer. I want that the devotees should enjoy their life. Just as a rich man's servant, does a rich man's servant suffer? Well, the rich man's servant also enjoys his rich man. So we are the servants of the richest personality, Krishna. So why should we suffer by serving Krishna? By serving Krishna, we will become joyful. We should enjoy our life. The more we serve Krishna, the more we enjoy. And devotees are serving, the householders are serving very nicely. And out of their service, our movement is benefiting. Like there are so many of you are householders. Amal Bhakta is very exemplary. I gave him some service and he has accepted that service wholeheartedly. And he is doing so, he is working so hard. In the morning, he is dressing the deities, Gornitai. In spite of bad health, he had been carrying on. And he is doing the Prabhupada Murti department. And that is such a wonderful help to the movement. Like, our deities, people are asking, oh, these deities are available. When they were doing it in America, they could make only one or two deities in 6 months. And here we can make 6 deities in 1 month. Can you make 6 deities in 1 month? Okay, thank you. So, there are different householders are serving so nicely. Another example is Parshuram. Although he gave up his business and came in, he is completely committed to serving. Yeah. And now he has gone to get a training in Pune. For 3 months he is getting training so that he can render better service when he comes back. Now Manikrishna also has come here. I had to drag him over here. And he is also very, very surrendered. And we need it. We need these devotees. I was looking for an engineer, civil engineer, to take care of her. And I couldn't find a proper one. So he has come. So this is how so many householders are, as I was telling, so many householders are coming in. And they'll enrich our society. Yesterday I was also talking about Sham Govinda. He's working outside as a teacher. But every morning he's here. You're also, skipping your name. Rohini. Rohini Kumar is also coming every day. So, then Raghav Pandit, he was the first householder in our Ujjain community. I feel happy when I see that these wonderful examples are being established. And Srinath Krishna also, he left everything, came. Ananta Padmanabh is serving so nicely in the restaurant. So become very nice devotees, very exemplary household. And as a result, what will happen? Krishna consciousness will be established. And when Krishna consciousness is established, then the whole world will benefit. And be prepared that Not that when you become a householder, you will just remain a householder your whole life. Now be prepared. Someday I have to leave my household ashram. But not immediately. Panchashortha Bonam Braja. When you are 50 years old, then you go to the forest. So this is the perfect system for human society. But ultimately, our business is to become a devotee. Irrespective of wherever we are, we become a devotee. Whether we are brahmacharis, grihasthas, vanaprasthas, oh, there are some wonderful examples of vanaprastha also. Narayan has moved in here with his wife Sutapa. They didn't have to go to the forest. They came here and to start their vanaprastha life. Mukunda, yes, I was coming to that. Then Mukunda left his family. His sons are grown up, so he said, okay, now I can. And he is rendering such a valuable service here. Actually, because of Mukunda, our sweet shop is doing so well. And now we are thinking of expanding it. We thought that from Prabhupada's Vyas Puja day, we'll start another prasad distribution arrangement, or the prasad distribution arrangement. The prasad will be served khichdi, lafra, and sweet plates. So people, those who come, they will get at a very nominal price. We have free distribution there. But this will be very high class prasad distribution. So many people come, and we have seen they can't afford to go to our restaurant, but they would like to have some prasad. So we'll, for these common people, we'll have prasad distribution. And then Mukunda has to take care of that, set that up. And brahmacharis serve the deities, serve the temple, and distribute books, and do your tapasya. Alright? And then vanaprasthas will help the businesses, or how the activities of the temple will run, and the sannyasis will travel around and preach. That's the perfect human society. And although he is not one who is not directly connected, he is living here, but is very much behind our activities in another householder. Shudipta. Shudipta is working all over the world, but in order to benefit our society. And he had been helping me in so many ways. Another person who came forward to help in a nice way is Mukesh. Householders, they are not living in a temple, but they are setting another kind of example. From a distance, they are by there. They are successful business people, and they are going to support us. So this is how our Krishna consciousness movement will spread, and the whole world will become happy. Hare Krishna, Gaur Premanande, Srila Prabhupada. Any question? Yes.
Krishna,
everything comes from Krishna. The question is how much you are going to surrender. You can think, oh, Krishna gave it to me so I can keep it. But you can think also, oh, Krishna gave it to me to give it back to him. Krishna gives you whatever you need. You maintain yourself with that. Money is needed in today's world. So use it. But whatever you think is excess, offer it to Krishna. Krishna gave. Now if you, Krishna gave you, and if you feel that you don't need all that money, then whatever you need, you take that and offer the rest back to Krishna. Yes. Yes. According to previous lives, attachments. Here the husband is like the spiritual master. This husband, this relationship is not material. She is not attached to the body of the husband. She is attached to the spirit soul of the husband. That's why wherever the spirit soul goes, she is following that spirit soul. Yes, Mukunda?
Taking the example of Radhani, she was a blindfolded herself like her husband. But her husband was, Krishna was rather so blind to his sons, etc. She was advising her what to do, but she stayed along with Zarashtra.
Yeah, now that she was married, she had to follow. But while she was with her husband, she was giving him good advice. If Dhritarashtra was not married to Gandharishi, he would have been much worse.
Being a householder,
you see, when you put Krishna in the center, then everything becomes harmonized, perfectly harmonized. So you may be householder, but try to do everything or as much as possible for Krishna. Do everything for Krishna. You take care of, say you are in the house as a householder. Consider that that house is Krishna's house. You are dealing with various things. Consider that they belong to Krishna. You are cooking. Consider that you are cooking for Krishna. You are eating. Consider that you are eating Krishna's prasad. So in this way, try to see everything, try to do everything with Krishna in the center. That is how you make the perfect balance. Yes. They should get married. As I said, like yesterday, Prabhupada said that all the boys should. I have one problem that I haven't been able to solve. One problem I haven't been able to solve. I want all my boys to remain brahmacharis and I want all my girls to get married. So I don't know how to solve that problem. Let us see how we can solve that problem. Because for a girl, it is better to get married.
We have been enjoying this material world system, so this atomic soul has been taken from one vulgar and has been staying in one. So, even after so many lectures, we think with this Krishna also is important. So, due to our previous bad consciousness, so many means lot of stumbling block or impediments in our spiritual life. So, how to go, how to put aside this kind of stumbling block?
How to put aside the stumbling blocks? Again, with Krishna consciousness. If there is a stumbling block and you can't overcome, then what do? Krishna, please help me to overcome this. On your part you try and depend upon Krishna. And you'll see how the stumbling blocks disappear. Okay, so I'll stop now. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Today I won't be able to give a class this evening. This evening I have to leave. Anyway, I got one more day. Like I was supposed to leave last night. I stayed one more day today. Today I'll be leaving. I'll come back on the 12th or 13th. Janmashtami is on the 14th. So I'll be back before Janmashtami. And at that time also I'll stay at least for a week I'll stay. One of my godbrother also will be coming, Ajamil Prabhu. He's an Australian who lives in Malaysia now. I invited him to come for Janmashtami and Prabhupada Bhaskar. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Glories to Krishna.